Did you ever hear the phrase lime burners applied to those people around Millfield, the Millfield cottages?
No.
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 It's interesting. Yeah. I only mentioned that because somebody told me that that was a name after, in the 20s and 30s, sometimes applied, half jokingly later, to people from around that area, because apparently a lot of, quite a few people in that area joined the British forces in the First World War.
Is that right?
And yeah, so the story went. And then after independence, a lot of people, the story was, a lot of people didn't want much to do with them, you see, because they were lime burners, and somebody's been burning lime, has a horrible stink.
Yeah,
that
No,
it's just a little bit of fun. I thought perhaps, you know, you'd heard the phrase. It's interesting to see how far these phrases carry.
The only things I can tell you about the British thing, right, is that my own mum was nearly killed by a hand grenade in the buildings down here. You know Madden's buildings?
Yeah.
Down here, right?
Yeah.
She had just, she was in the shop getting messages.
What shop would that be?
That would have, you know, it could have been Myrne Ann's, just one of the shops just down the street here.
Right, yeah.
It had to be, right? So one of those shops, right?
Yeah.
And she just had got in the door.
Yeah.
And there was this unnecessary bang just right where she is, right? And it damaged the door even, right?
Yeah.
So
what had happened?
She could have been, somebody threw a hand grenade at one of the Brits, I think, maybe the one of the Rebels.
Yeah. Does anybody hurt in this incident?
No. No one hurt.
You can't, she wouldn't remember the year, so it would be 1919 or 20.
Well, she was living in the buildings that time, so she wasn't married, right?
No.
So she must have been only a teenager. She must have been probably around 14 or 15. But I remember her telling me that story.
Did she also tell you something about hearing the shots that killed Thomas McCurtain?
She did, yes.
And what could she remember about that?
The shots. Remember, remember hearing the bangs, right?
Yeah.
At the time of the, and I'm not absolutely sure of the story, but I think at the time, she might have been in somebody else's house near at hand when it happened.
Yeah.
And these bangs went around the place. And nobody, people are used to hearing bangs around then as well, of course, right? And they all I said, there's some shots gone off, right?
Yeah.
And it's only then did it come out that they were actually being shot, you know?
Yeah.
So they did, she did hear the shots. So.
Did any of them have sort of nationalist or Republican leanings, or their family, or was the more or less the events just passed them by? Sort of?
Yeah, they did pass them by, but there was always a close, like that thing about the bomb now going off, right? The same, something similar happened to my father, because he was a barber first.
Yeah.
Right, in his young days, when the British people were ruling completely, right?
Yeah.
And they used to have these sort of, I know what you call them, I suppose, but a sting kind of thing, where they were coming with their guns and such every place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they came into the barber shop and all hands up in the air immediately, right? And they searched the place and they gave a real grueling over, I mean, right down into the pots and pans and whatever it was that they had in the thing, looking for bombs maybe. And he was only a young fellow at the time, serving his time, he taught me this. And he was scared out of his livings, because they put the gun in your face and that was it, right?
Yeah.
And when they went away, the guys that were, the other two barbers that were growing, the owner and another grown-up man, they were laughing about the whole thing. And they put their hand up the chimney and pull down this box full of soot and open it, and here's two guns inside the box, right?
Yeah.
So
they could have all been shot.
Oh, no problem, you know. And he said that was the closest brush that he ever came
across. Were they black and tans, or auxiliaries, or regulars, or could you remember?
The guys that came in with the black and tans.
They were the black and tans.
Right, and the guys that had with the rebels, or what used to call them in that day, what of them?
Yeah.
The IRA, I suppose.
Yeah.
The old IRA, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.